Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today, what I would like to talk about is a common denominator that most, if not all, at some point in time, entrepreneurs have to deal with. Not only entrepreneurs, but what's so critical about this subject is that everybody, regardless of role, has to deal with stress. So one of the big things that I like to address are things outside of product creation, marketing, the critical components of growing, building a brand, innovation, disruption. But also what I think is valuable is for us to talk about things that are on the personal side that you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis as well. And having run my own company and been with many brands, global brands, with a significant amount of pressure being put on you on a day-to-day basis, how do you deal with this stress? You know, how do you keep calm on the surface but paddle like crazy underneath the water? It's something that all of us have had to deal with and something I like to talk about and some things that have been effective for me as I had gone through building, growing my company and working with the brands I'd been with in executive level roles and how do you handle stress on a day-to-day basis. So what I'd like to do is go through 5 points of how to handle these, what I call ups and downs of running and growing and building your business. And hopefully you'll find these enlightening for you as well and ones that hopefully you can tuck away when needed and utilize them as you continue to run and grow or manage your business going forward. So this is a podcast on stress, how to manage the ups and downs of your business. And the first thing I'd mentioned was there's this common denominator between all of us, which is stress. How do you handle the ups and downs? So the first point I'd like to make is just ensuring that you're setting priorities. You know, it may seem simple, but there's a lot of distractions in this world. It doesn't get any less distractions, digital distractions, office distractions, sound distractions, a lot of things that people have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And sticking to what's important is a great ideal environment, but it doesn't always turn out that way. So what you have to do is make sure that when you've set a priority for the day, that you're making sure that these sidetracks are just that. They're sidetracks and they're not a new path to what is important. And sticking to your priorities for the day or for the week or for the month. So the first point, as simple as it may sound, is that you've got a long-term plan, a short-term plan, and a daily plan to achieve each one of those goals. And either you're moving along that path of executing against your goals or you're not. So setting these priorities and sticking to those priorities and writing those priorities down is one thing that I found to be extremely valuable. Tim Ferriss is one that with the 4-hour work week, which we would all love to have, but he gave some great advice in regards to how your brain works and setting priorities. And one thing that it came across to me to be very effective was when he said to write your daily objectives or goals out and really not to write any more than 3 or 4. And I think that's a really valuable piece of advice is number one, your brain, when you write it down, you have to think more than typing it into the computer. And it's more visual, it's more interactive. When you see it on your desk on a minute-to-minute basis, it puts you back into where your priorities are for that day so you don't get sidetracked and be put on a new path. So I found that to be an extremely valuable lesson for me when I looked at setting priorities was ensuring that you don't have too many priorities, you don't let a sidetrack become your new path, and ensure you know what's important. And on that point with ensuring that you stick to what's important, the second point is that I would like to reference as well is Stephen Covey. Stephen was a great business writer and had one of the most popular books ever written in business, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And what I found most enlightening with that was a couple things. One was, what do these highly effective people do? And really kind of putting it in this Steve Jobs 4-quadrant chart. And for those of you who have seen it, I'm sure it's had an impact in your life. And if you go back to what Stephen was writing in The 7 Habits, he was really getting it into stick to what's important, both personally as well as professionally. And I say that because a lot of times you get distracted with your work, and what becomes important to you is unilateral, and it's usually professional. And a lot of times your personal side gets sacrificed. And what Stephen's laid out in his book was really 4 quadrants. And if you remember those quadrants, those of you who read the book, I'll refresh your memory. For those that haven't, it's really a great opportunity to pen out these 4 quadrants and get an idea and box these as to where you think you are on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis as you track your priorities. And on the upper left quadrant, he has 4 boxes. And in the first one is that on the left side of the chart, he's got 2, which is not important or important. And across the top, he's got 2, which are called urgent and not urgent. And what we find is that a lot of what we do is in quadrant 3. And that is urgent, but really not that important. These are the distractions, interruptions, emails, reports, meetings, things that come up minute by minute and distract you from what is important, which is important and urgent, which he calls quadrant 1. Important, urgent is a crisis, a medical emergency, pressing issues or problems, deadline-driven projects. And then quadrant 2 is right behind quadrant 1, which is not urgent, but it's important. That's your long-term focus around, where are you going with your company? Where are you going with your brand? So that really involves a lot of prep and planning and preventing issues that come up, values clarification on your company, where you're going and positioning your company. And it's also, interestingly enough, not urgent but important, is taking care of yourself personally. I do a lot of exercise. I do 6 times a week. I ride my mountain bike, and I enjoy being out with Mother Nature. And outdoors kind of my refresher with the sun. So exercise and relationship building, these are all things that are part of that not urgent but important, and then outside of business. So it's really important as you run your company, an entrepreneur, that you understand there are things that are more important outside of business that require nurturing. And those are areas as such as exercise and relationship building. Then there's another quadrant on the lower left, which is not important, and it's an urgent. And so these are things that come up, and I'd mentioned that's where a lot of the things that we do fall, unfortunately, and we should be up on 1 and 2, and we sit down at 3. And there are others that you just completely avoid. Stephen had mentioned not important, not urgent. These are things such as junk mail, phone messages, excessive time wasters that really aren't contributing to you personally or professionally. So avoiding those altogether frees up a tremendous amount of your time. So those are areas that we'll dig into deeper. I'm going to do another series on effectiveness of leadership. And I wanted to give you a kind of a brief overview as you talk about stress. I mean, these are things that stress people because you only have a finite amount of time each day. You don't want to be working 24/7 or else you won't last very long. So ensuring that when you are working, you're working on the right things, those things that are important and urgent and things that are important but not urgent. These are both personal and professional. And avoiding those things that aren't important, but they're urgent. So you need to kind of balance that out as you go through your day and ensuring that what you're working on truly is that which is important. And that does effectively reduce stress. So as you go through your day, ensuring that you have these distractions, these are what I call, Stephen calls these quadrant 3, not important, urgent, ensure that you understand in your mind that's where they belong. And also things that aren't urgent or not important. Grab that time, that 10, 20, 15% of your day back and put it into quadrant 1, 2. They're not urgent but important. Do your personal exercise, your relationship building with people both inside your office as well as outside your office with your family is extremely important to build those relationships and keep those ongoing. So I find that to be extremely effective. Point number two with Stephen Covey was these seven habits of what make people effective, but also it's a stress reducer because it gives you time back in your day. So you do have time to do the things that are important. They're not put off. There's things that you need to prepare for, things that are urgent, things that come up, sidesteps that come up during the day, but ensure that isn't the path you continue to go on, or you'll never be able to get to your short and long-term goals and executing against those. So point number three is just merely to manage those distractions. I mention that because it's a simple one, but extremely hard for people to do. Understand what's important, understand what's not important. Managing the distractions, but obviously being sensitive to the fact of telling people this is not urgent and something that effectively can wait. So in your head, ensure that you understand and can decipher when you have these distractions throughout the day, you're managing them properly and siloing those properly so you don't lose time throughout the day. And ensuring that you're writing down your goals and setting those priorities and then making sure you're in the proper quadrant to manage those. So number three is managing those distractions. Number four, which isn't talked about a lot, which I think is very important, is be aware of your culture, both professionally and personally. What I mean by that is that there can be a lot of distractions inside the office and you've got a certain culture. Maybe there's times you go out and have a cup of coffee, you have lunch, whatever it is, or inside of the office, ensuring that you're taking care of the people outside of work, complimenting people, making sure you're aware of your culture. You know, be sensitive, but also be a leader. People like to be engaged with. People like to be complimented. Make sure you're a good leader. People look to you for focus. People look to you for their future, and people look to you to set the vision for the company. So ensure that you're taking care of them. So be aware of your culture as number four on stress management, because they are the ones you're going to lean on when you need help in the future to ensure that your brand, your product, whatever it is successful. So make sure that you're taking care of them. Be aware of your culture. Be sensitive to their needs. And also be complimentary of what they execute and what they accomplish. No matter how small or no matter what their role is, people like to be complimented many times more than getting better compensation. So effectively, it's a bonus for them when you're complimenting them, but doing it consistently, authentically, and ensuring that that's part of your culture long term. And the fifth point is that stay true to who you are. And what I mean by that is in regards to people that you know, there are people that are false, there are people that are true. It's much less difficult to be true to who you are than to be more difficult with who you aren't. So less difficult to be true and more difficult to be false. So always be true to who you are. Ensure that, hey, if you're an introvert and it's difficult for you, then try to overcome that. But don't try to be something you're not. And people will see through that and it's not authentic. So ensure that you're staying true to who you are. And I mention that as a stress reducer because many times people are stressed out because they try to be someone that they're not. And they're not comfortable in that skin. So as a result, they try to be something that they're not. People see through it. And as a result, it becomes a stress component of their life. And when they're in the office and potentially bring that home as well, which we know also causes stress as well. So for me, it's really important that as we go through these podcasts, that we talk about these things and we talk about not only the professional side of what you go through, but also the personal side as a leader inside of your company. So with stress, again, kind of recapping what we've talked about is that how do you manage those day-to-day ups and downs with your company? So stress is that common denominator we all deal with, regardless of our position and role. In particular with entrepreneurs, it's extremely difficult with the amount of roles that you have to manage on a day-to-day basis. But make sure, number one, you're setting those priorities and stick to what's important. Number two, through Stephen Covey's Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, ensure that you're putting your time in the respective quadrants. You know, quadrant one, important and urgent. Quadrant two, important but not urgent. Quadrant three, not important but urgent. And quadrant four, not urgent, neither is it important. So the quadrant one really is things that are immediate and are important. Now, quadrant two follows on those things that are important but effectively not really urgent but are required for livelihood to ensure that you are reducing your stress. That's exercise, relationship building with your family, your wife, your husband, whoever it happens to be inside the office. Ensure that you're keeping those relationships alive and that you're continuing to do that authentically. So that's number two. Number three is manage the distractions. By having these quadrants and understanding what is and is not important, you should be able to manage these distractions on a day-to-day basis. You will have sidetracks. I'm not saying you won't. But what I am saying is manage those distractions relative to what is and is not important so you don't lose sight of what your goals are, your vision is, and how you're going to achieve that step by step. And number four is, again, be aware of your culture, making sure that you're taking care of people, you're complimenting people, you're giving people tasks, you're making people feel important, give credit to others where it's due. Those are things that are very important as well as a leader, being sensitive to others. Number five is staying true to who you are. As I said, it's less difficult to be true and more difficult to be false. So be true to who you are, because that's a real stress component to a person's day-to-day life if they're trying to be someone they're not. So as we go through these podcasts and we go through these areas that I know that I went through personally, I like to convey these tips to you so you can come back to the podcast, review these, and also ask me questions. These are a lot of times questions that I get asked as I do these podcasts. Hey, how do you manage stress? A very unusual question for people that are maybe looking for product strategy, but understand as you go through your day-to-day, stress is one of the biggest components you're going to have to deal with. So I felt incumbent on me to ensure that we talk about topics like this. So as we continue to go through with the Visionary Chronicles, feel free to ask questions, because I'll make sure that professionally or personally, if I feel it's something that's relevant to our listeners, I'm going to make sure that we have that topic put front and center so you can gain advice from my experience and from others who have been in the same position. Thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles, a weekly business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions.